From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has praised the youth wing of the Muhammadiyah for its pioneering efforts in the economic field by conducting synergies and business incubation to produce new entrepreneurs. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Jokowi in his opening remarks during a Muhammadiyah youth wing meeting on Friday stated that there is a progressive entrepreneurial movement that is energizing all young Muhammadiyah entrepreneurs to carry out business incubation to give birth to new entrepreneurs. Indonesia needs more young entrepreneurs because Indonesia has to anticipate the peak demographic bonus in 2030. During a meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Wuyi, Fujian Province, China, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi submitted a proposal for turning Indonesia into a vaccine hub for Southeast Asia as part of long-term vaccine cooperation. Retno Marsudi, during a press conference held from China on Friday, said that this idea is still in its early stage, but what they are proposing includes cooperation to strengthen vaccine development research, develop raw material industries, and increase national vaccine production's capacity. She informed the two countries will hold further discussion on long-term vaccine cooperation, but in principle, China has expressed its support for the Indonesian initiative. Indonesia's Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, SOEs, Erick Thohir and Vice Chairman of the State-Owned Asset Supervision and Administration, SESAC of China, Ren Hongbin, recently discussed ways to intensify cooperation between SOEs in the two countries. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Thohir said at a joint press conference with Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and Trade Minister M. Lutfi in Wuyi, Fujian, China on Friday, that he held meetings with them to learn how China has succeeded in reforming and transforming their SOEs to become more efficient, make maximum contribution to society, and become world-class players. Both Indonesians SOEs and Chinese SOEs have been contributing to their respective societies in addition to helping increase state revenues. Chairperson of the House of Representatives DPR Puan Maharani has called on the government to be cautious in applying policies on face-to-face learning in schools amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, she noted in her statement on Friday that in principle, Indonesia must prioritize the safety of students, educators, and other officers at the school so that a balance is struck between safety aspects and students' learning. Maharani drew attention to this aspect so that the government can avert the transmission of COVID-19 in schools in the wake of schools cluster arising in several areas that had already conducted face-to-face learning. Let's move on to the international news. The British government said on Saturday that Britain will allow care home residents in England to visitors later this month, giving some grandparents the chance to meet their grandchildren for the first time. As reported by Reuters.com, to stop COVID-19 being spread in care homes, which were badly hit during the initial outbreak of the disease last year, the government imposed tight restrictions on their access during the latest strict lockdown, which began in January. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said in a statement that he is particularly pleased to allow residents to have more visitors, including grandchildren, given the isolation and concern felt by so many this past year. The World Bank on Friday announced a new climate change action plan aimed at helping developing countries achieve measurable reductions in greenhouse gas emissions and pledging to mobilize large-scale resources to aid the transition out of coal. As reported by Reuters.com, World Bank President David Malpass said key elements of the plan had been presented to the bank's board on Thursday and underscored the need to take urgent action. The new plan, first reported by Reuters on Wednesday, commits to making financing decisions in line with efforts to limit global warming, but stops short of promising to halt funding of fossil fuels, as many campaigners had urged. Russia has warned NATO against sending any troops to help Ukraine amid reports as a large Russian military buildup on its borders. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russia would take additional measures if NATO were to make such a move. As quoted by BBC.com, sporadic low-level clashes continue in eastern Ukraine between Ukrainian troops and Russian-backed separatists. U.S. forces in Europe are now on higher alert, citing escalation of Russian aggressions in the area. A NATO's official told Reuters news agency that Russia was undermining efforts to reduce tensions in eastern Ukraine, and NATO ambassadors had met on Thursday to discuss the situation. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky joined the criticism, saying military exercise and possible provocation along the border are traditional Russian schemes. That was the news. First news comes from Pamekasan, East Java. The Pamekasan Regency Government, East Java, is taking advantage of the World Beauty Contest of or Miss Universe 2021 to promote handcrafted batik from the local community. The written batik will be worn by Putri Indonesia 2020, Ayu Maulida, at the Miss Universe 2021 event, which will be held in May this year. The written batik comes from Toket Village, Propo District, Pamekasan, which is known by the Pamekasan community as Toket Batik. Pamekasan Region Badrut Tamam said on Wednesday that Pamekasan Region is committed to developing the batik business. Next news comes from Denpasar, Bali. Bali Governor Wayan Koster and West Nusa Tenggara Governor Zulkifli Mansyah signed a joint agreement on cooperation in 6 areas of regional development. During the signing, Governor Wayan Koster said Bali and West Nusa Tenggara had their own uniqueness and advantages that could be opportunities to be empowered together. The 6 areas of the agreement include tourism, industry and trade, small and medium enterprises and cooperatives, transportation, maritime affairs and fisheries, as well as agriculture and food security. The latest news comes from Padang, West Sumatra. The West Sumatra Provincial Cultural Office is holding a documentary film festival called DokuFest 2021 in 4 cities for students and film communities starting last March 26th. The head of Arts and Cultural Diplomacy West Sumatra Cultural Service, Ilfitra in Padang, said that the festival was held through a roadshow or tour. He said this documentary film festival was the answer of the concerns of filmmakers because in West Sumatra there is not enough space for documentary films. With the holding of DokuFest 2021, he hopes that filmmakers and seniors can work while still exploring cultural values, especially in West Sumatra. This festival is also expected to provide appreciation, education and cultural archiving, which is an effort to preserve culture. The activity is being held until its peak on October 1, 2021. Including a documentary film roadshow and workshop, the grand final and film discussion. Listener, that was the news from Cross Indonesia.
Today in history, with the first event on April 3, 1922, Joseph Stalin became the first General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Union Soviet Socialist Republic. Joseph Stalin was a member of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. On April 3, 1922, the position of the General Secretary of the Communist Party opened wide opportunities for him to use his influence of the party administration, and it was a major factor in the struggle to the top of power. He was the dictator of the Soviet Union until his death in 1953. Under his leadership, the Soviet Union changed from peace and communities to become industrial and military superpower country. However, he ruled the power with terror, and millions of his own citizens were killed during his brutal rules. Moving to the event in 1930, the birth of Helmut Kohl. Helmut Kohl is a conservative German politician and statesman. He served as Chancellor of Germany from 1982 to 1998. He became Chancellor with the longest term for 16 years, replacing Otto von Bismarck. Kohl was considered as the greatest European leader of the 20th century by the US Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. Kohl contributed in drafting the Maastricht Agreement, which formed the European Union and pushed for the creation of the single euro currency. The last event in 1948, the United States rebuilt Europe through the Marshall Plan. On April 3, 1948, the United States President Harry S. Truman signed the Economic Assistance Act, which enabled the United States to help and build European countries, which were devastated because of World War II. The move, known as the Marshall Plan, aimed to stabilize the economy and politics in Europe so that the countries would not be attracted by communist persuasion. The US government had disbursed funds amounting to $13 billion for the plan. And listener, that's today in history.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
One.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesia Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fishery optimizes the potential of the marine and fishery sectors in eastern Indonesia through seaweed commodity. The Ministry Director General of Aquaculture, Slamet Subiakto, said in a press release in Jakarta that through the Ambon Marine Cultivation Fishery Center, the ministry explored the potential for development to the eastern tip of Indonesia, to be precise in Yapen Island and Biak Numfor Regency's Papua Province. Slamet Subiakto explained that seaweed is a basic ingredient in various industries such as cosmetic, pharmaceuticals and food. So seaweed is one of the mainstay commodities in cultivation activities. He added, the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fishery continues to improve the performance of cultivated seaweed seeds. Among others, by making various efforts to create innovation to produce quality seaweed seeds that support national seaweed production. According to Slamet Subiakto, seaweed as one of the leading commodities has broad market prospects, both domestically as an export commodity, and even has a large contribution to the value of national exports. He revealed, with the application of technology that is quite simple and can be done in many locations in Indonesia, seaweed farming has the potential to absorb labor and empower coastal communities. The direction of developing seaweed cultivation areas will optimize potential lands in eastern Indonesia. Among others, by building seaweed villages that apply environmentally friendly technology in order to improve the welfare of the community on an ongoing basis. Meanwhile, the head of the Ambon Marine Cultivation Fishery Agency, Nurmufli Junianto, said that the agency had conducted a direct review and identification to ensure that Papua was visible to be developed as a seaweed cultivation area. He also said that the Ambon Marine Aquaculture Fishery Center regularly establishes communication with recipients of aid that have been distributed. This to ensure the sustainability of production and availability of seaweed seeds in the surrounding area. Nurmufli Junianto explained a simulation of 5,000 kg seaweed seeds provision had been applied for Yapen Island Regency and Biak Numfor Regency. The estimated seaweed production produced then could reach 12,000 kilograms, involving 50 to 100 people as cultivators. Previously, Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trunggono said that seaweed is a priority commodity for export, along with shrimp and lobsters. That was My Indonesia.
Ku cari tahu tentangmu, tanggal dan tahun lahirmu, ku pelajari rasi bintang, menebak pribadimu, toko kartun favoritmu, dan warna kegemaranmu, ku telusuri di titik mana kita akan bertemu. Bius aku dengan tatapanmu, tatapanmu. Menyiksaku tapi sungguh candu Likaliku labirinmu, takkan urungkan niatku. Betapa ku yakin kita berdua bisa menyatu. Jebak aku dalam labirinmu. Satu dia di warnamu, pesonamu. Jebak aku dalam labirinmu. Tersesatku dia di warnamu, pesonamu. Pelajari rasi bintang, menebak pribadimu. Bius aku dengan tatapanmu. Betapa ku yakin kita berdua bisa menyatu.
RRI Was Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, today I would like to introduce a tourism attraction in Lembata, East Nusa Tenggara. One of the beautiful tourism attractions located in Lembata Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province is Wijarang Beach, which is about 30 minutes by motor vehicles from downtown Lewoleba. Wijarang Beach has a charming beauty and the waves are quite strong. Besides, the main attraction of Wijarang Beach is its underwater charm. Wijarang Beach, which is located in Wijarang Village, Nuba Tuan Sub-District, is extremely beautiful. It has a lot of white sands. Visitors can enjoy beach tours such as water skiing, swimming, sunbathing, camping, beach volleyball, footballs, and hiking. The residents of Wijarang also often hold cultural attractions to entertain visitors. The panoramic beauty of the beach is also supported by beautiful views of the hills and the Boleng Strait, which shares borders of the two islands, namely Lembata and Adonara. The mangrove forest also presents a green charm that matches with the blue sea. Its strategic location makes Wijarang Beach one of its excellences. Visitors can enjoy not only the beauty of the beach by walking approximately 1 km from Wijarang Beach from the top of the Wijarang Hill, but also the cluster of islands, the beauty of Adonara Island with its Boleng, Alor, and Ile Ape Mountains. Besides, from the top of this hill, they can also enjoy the stretch of fishermen boats. All these landscapes look gorgeous and become their attraction, especially in the afternoon before sunset. Listener, to reach Wijarang Beach, which is one of the favorite places in Lembata Regency, is quite easy. Because it is located not far from the ferry port or about 30 minutes by motor vehicles from Lebo-Leba, capital of the Regency. By riding a motorcycle, you can reach this place easily. If you depart from the Lebo-Leba ferry port, during the trip you will be treated to a beautiful panoramic view of the charming beach, such as rows of mangroves that grow in groups on the shore. There is a stretch of brown sands which then changes to a stretch of white sands. In addition, there is also a land of solid rock that is almost similar to a fortress. Get tired of walking around Wijarang Beach, you can take a rest at the Lopo-Lopo or resting places along the beach. The shade of trees and gusts of wind are guaranteed to refresh your body and mind. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia.
Sudah berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tuh buatku bahagia. Yang kau inginkan, apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu. Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Yang ku rasakan, jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tuh buatku bahagia. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu.
Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tuh buatku bahagia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, the 19th observation team of the Bogor Agricultural University Fauna Conservation Union, or UKFIPB, rediscovered an endemic Javanese tree frog after being lost for 8 years in the Gunung Gede Pangrango National Park TNGGP area in mid-March 2021. It is a pearly tree frog that was last seen in the TNGGP area in 2013. The pearly tree frog is one of the wealth of fauna in Indonesia. Apart from TNGGP, it is alleged that this endemic frog also has a habitat in the Mount Halimun Salak National Park TNGHS. The frog with the scientific name Nycticalus margaritifer generally has spots almost all over its body with a pearl-like color. Apart from spots, the body dominates a bright orange-brown color that will glow when exposed to the light. This frog, which is commonly called cahai merah in Sundanese land, generally lives in the lowlands of tropical rainforests with an altitude of up to 1,200 meters above sea level. They are usually found perched on the leaves of shrubs which have a height of about 1 meter and are not far from standing water. Unfortunately, the habitat of these frogs is often disturbed or even suddenly lost due to various agricultural activities and forest exploration. Because their habitat is disturbed, these frogs have disappeared and are becoming increasingly rare. With the news of this discovery, the head of PTN Region 2 Sukabumi, Insinyur Syahril Anwar MM, said that this could be an indicator that the TNGGP area is still well preserved. Therefore, he opens up as much opportunity as possible for young researchers who are interested in carrying out similar research in the Gunung Gede Pangrango National Park. Listener, that was miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yeah.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Rumah Bambu to be sung by Neni Sri Wahyuni. The song that was written by Budiam BJ tells the sadness of a woman who is waiting for her lover that has been gone for a long time. In the old bamboo fenced house between the valleys, you can hear her sad sobs. No one knows when her lover will return from a faraway continent. Listener, here is Neni Sri Wahyuni with her keroncong song entitled Rumah Bambu.
Thank you.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Mudah untuk percaya.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.